evoking fear, nervousness, or making you feel inadequate are all weapons of intimidation that abusers resort to in order to gain higher social standing or produce a desired outcome for themselves. This doesn't just happen in the schoolyard. Intimidation can be a form of bullying in the workplace too. Abusers using intimidation tactics tend to prey on victims who do not have a strong social or professional support network. Many times, intimidation tactics can push you out of a job before you are ready to leave. Because this narcissistic tactic is so common, before you exit a job opportunity because of intimidation, fight back with confidence, documentation, and confrontation. Workplace intimidation and bullying can take many forms, including cyberbullying, sexual harassment, insults and put-downs, lashing out with yelling, cursing, and threats of violence or loss of your own job. In all cases, the conduct of the abuser serves to intimidate and humiliate the victim. As with many narcissistic behaviors, it's common to feel you are the only target of the abusers, but chances are you are not. The pitch challenge today: if you are the target of intimidation, observe the abuser's behaviors around others. See if you can identify a pattern to the intimidation tactics. What type of victim does this person target? Then arm yourself with knowledge on your rights. Review any workplace handbooks, rules, or policies. If your company has any written rules or policy descriptions, they might include information on how to handle the behavior you've encountered, and you may already be protected. Don't cower in the face of your intimidator. Instead, exude more confidence, even if it does not feel natural at first. Display confidence through your body language. Stand up tall, don't slouch. Always look your intimidator in the eyes. Don't look down or away. Remain a mystery and don't give the abuser too much of your personal information to work with. Keep a running log of all encounters in which the intimidation occurs, as well as copies of any emails or other instances of written intimidation to provide proof of the problem. You may need this as evidence later. The log can also give you insight to when this person uses intimidation the most with you, so you know when or how to avoid it in the future. Then, stand your ground and let the person know that his or her behavior is out of line at the moment it happens. At the very least, you must let it be known that the behavior is unwanted. While it may seem odd to think that anyone would actually want to be intimidated, your abuser may later try to use the excuse that he or she was just joking around and that you didn't recognize that. If the abuser's behavior clearly violates a company policy or code of conduct, mention this as well. Finally, if all else fails and your abuser continues to use intimidation tactics, submit a written statement to HR and your supervisor or boss. Presenting a detailed account of the behavior in writing provides a record of what you said and prevents problems later. Always save a copy of your statement before you submit it to your employer so you have a copy for your records in case you need it later on. Intimidation is not a pleasant behavior to address, but it's better if you handle it the proper way than let this person continue to use the tactic with others simply because no one ever put an end to the abuse.